Welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas from world-famous CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business celebrities. You'll hear inspiring stories, playmaking ideas, and that one big thing that launched them on toward success. Get ready for the Playmakers Talk Show. Our host is Steve Klein, a renowned business author, keynote speaker, and master at helping clients reach peak performance through success skills, leadership, sales, and behavior change. He's helped generate quantum leaps for hundreds of companies. Now it's time to meet this week's Playmakers. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Goethe said, "Knowing is not enough, we must apply. Willing is not enough, we must do." Hi, I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today are two guests who apply and do. Our first Playmaker has been an undercover boss, while our second Playmaker sells gourmet food out of a truck. With us today is the CEO of a sign and graphic franchise company, while our second Playmaker is the CEO of three food concepts, including brats, deli, and ice cream. These great Playmakers are Catherine Monson. Catherine is CEO of Fast Signs, and John Wagner. John is CEO of Two Trucks, and we're going to begin today's show with John. As CEO of Two Trucks, John Wagner is responsible for the ongoing strategy, vision, and day-to-day operations of the company. With three food truck concepts on the street of Dallas, Two Trucks has become a leader among the Dallas gourmet food truck scene. John began his career in the finance and marketing departments of Johnsonville Sausage. There, he was part of the new product development team where he helped implement new products and worked in international finance. His understanding of the food industry led him to co-found Two Trucks, which consists of three food concepts that have had significant success, and they are the Butcher's Son, Gandolfo's, and What's the Scoop. John, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm glad to have you here. I'm just sorry that you didn't bring all the food from all your trucks to the interview today. Question about the beginning. How did you and your partner is Dane Poole, how did both of you come up with this truck concept?
Sure. Well, I was at school in Chicago getting my MBA at DePaul, and in new product development, working still with Johnsonville, I was following the industry and what was growing, what was taking off. At Johnsonville, we talked about doing food trucks, but as a big company, and it comes off as marketing trucks, so it's not easy to sell products off the truck. Well, through a mutual friend, I was introduced to Dane Poole, who has background in Gandolfo's Deli and a couple other restaurant concepts.
Did you meet him in school, or was it someplace else?
No, I actually met him in Wisconsin. I talked to him on the phone. We were set up on a conference call through a mutual friend. He came to Wisconsin. We sat down in a conference room for about 3 hours and discussed my ideas and his ideas and visions and thoughts on the food truck industry. The synergy we had after that meeting, we decided to go into business together. That was in August 2010. So about 3 months after that, October 5th, we launched our first truck. It took a lot of time to come up with the menus, the recipes, and the concept itself in a matter of 60 days.
60 days to put the whole thing together. That's amazing.
It really was. We looked at different markets, Dane being from Georgia, myself being from Wisconsin. We looked at California. We looked at New York. We looked at markets that had warm weather that weren't saturated. So we had a couple cities in mind, Phoenix, Dallas, Memphis, and we also looked at the economy and where food trucks currently were. I believe when we came and settled on Dallas, there were about 5 to 8 trucks in Dallas alone. So we decided to choose Dallas with where the city was on the regulations, as well as what kind of impact we could make with what we wanted to do for our company.
Now, I think with 5 to 6 competitors, there's still plenty of room for all of you to make money.
There was. With the regulations in Dallas at the time, still a little behind the bigger cities, not many people were getting into it, and it still wasn't big in, I guess, the middle part of the United States. I always look at, from what I've seen working in new product development and things my family has done in the past, that things from the East and West Coast seem to take 5 to 8 years to get to the middle of the United States as far as the trends. So I would say right now there's maybe 80 trucks in the DFW area.
Wow.
And that's over about 3.5 years since we've been doing it. The weather plays a major impact on our business. When the weather's great, business is great. When the weather's bad, people don't want to be outside. So it's slow. You have to pick and choose kind of when you want to start a truck.
Well, it's interesting going to Manhattan. Manhattan is known for all the sidewalk vendors that have all the food. Matter of fact, that's the first place I go to have lunch when I go to New York City. And we don't have that culture here in Dallas. So apparently, as you're saying, went from about 5 or 6 now to about 80.
Yeah.
The culture is beginning to change in terms of where we buy our lunches.
Yes. I feel that people enjoy the food trucks because it's great food. It tastes very good, but yet it's at a good price. And the times you typically wait for the food is about the same as a fast casual restaurant, 5 to 8 minutes, sometimes 10.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It's something I read, I believe it was in Dallas Business Journal. It might have been Dane that was interviewed. The food from a truck might be a little bit more than a fast food, but the taste is better. The ambiance is a lot better, and people just enjoy that atmosphere.
I would agree with that. You know, the products and the menu designs are much different than what you would find in a restaurant. The makeup and, you know, the sauces that we use are something you don't necessarily see in places like that. You come to a food truck for the experience and the uniqueness of it. The price is maybe a little higher than, let's just say, a Chick-fil-A or McDonald's, but it's not as expensive as a sit-down restaurant. I would say our ticket average is anywhere between $8 and $11, depending on what the person orders. So,
well, we're going to talk more about the menu and the recipes in just a few moments, but the restaurant or the food business is in your blood because your grandfather started Johnsonville Sausage, and now your dad runs the company. Is that correct?
He did. My grandpa started in 1945. My grandpa and my grandma saved all their money. They looked at a flower shop and a butcher shop, and they decided to buy a butcher shop in the town of Johnsonville, which still to this day has 65 people in it and 3 factories now. So when my dad got out of school from Notre Dame, he went back in the family business. He had teachers that told him he should go into science, philosophy, or because he was very bright. My dad told him that he was going to go back and work at his parents' butcher shop. My dad went back after college. They had 2 butcher shops at the time and just sold very, very local. My dad went in and kind of with the information he knew took over. My grandpa, during the Great Depression, was the oldest, dropped out of school in 8th grade and started working in the mines in the Upper Peninsula to make money for their family. And at that point, my grandpa knew that my dad had know more about the business and was smarter. So my dad and my aunt went in and decided to take it into retail, local grocery stores, and he took it over. And from there, they've grown it to where it is now.
We're going to talk more about the evolution of Johnsonville Sausage and also the Pool restaurants from Dane Pool in Georgia. But before we take our break, you may want to check out the 3 websites. And it's a little more interesting with 2 trucks because you just don't go to the restaurant. You don't go to the trucks unless you know where they are. And all 3 websites list where you are going to be.
Yes, we have a calendar on every website. The Butcher's Son has 2 different trucks. One is located at Clyde Warren Park 7 days a week. Same with the Gandolfo's New York Deli truck. We have one there 7 days a week. But we do have calendars on each website. It says where the trucks will be for that week as well.
TheButcherSun.com, and I understand where that name came from. ButcherSun.com is one. GondolfosDeliDallas.com, and that's a mouthful. And What'sTheScoop.com. We're going to talk about the menu, the recipes, and everything behind two trucks with John Wagner. When we come back on the flip side, I'm Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show. Be right back.
Their names are Adrian and Anna, Cameron and Colin, Jacob and Logan, Margaret and Olivia, ages 4 to 12. They are part of a very small, exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They have all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. In fact, every year, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer," which is why Wipe Out Kids Cancer was formed over 30 years ago. Our mission is simple: to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. You can help by visiting WOKC.org. We are a local organization helping families cope and supporting researchers to find cures. Learn more at WOKC.org. Help us help them.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $23 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-916-5635. That's 1-800-916-5635. 1-800-916-5635. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-379-1174. 800-379-1174.
Here's Steve Klein, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, with another excerpt from his book.
A number of years ago, I realized I enjoyed playing more than I enjoyed working, but I also realized that playing wouldn't pay the bills or the play. So I decided to take the best parts of playing and add them to the work mix of tracking to at least make working fun. All sports involve numbers and scores, so I developed a tool to make sure that I was having fun with my work and I was tracking my activity to give me the results I wanted. This was my game plan and my secret weapon towards sales success. I realized if I could measure it, I could manage it. I began to keep track of my daily activities and reward myself. The result was the correct, consistent daily activity checklist, or CCDA. Many salespeople generally have no idea how to develop their scorekeeping or to develop a daily plan to organize their sales activity. To help them do this, use the CCDA checklist.
To get more information about Steve's book or to order Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, go to PDCChange.com. That's PDCChange.com right now.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. This segment, we're speaking with John Wagner. John is CEO of Two Trucks. His partner is Dane Poole. And for all intents and purposes, both of them, the two families, have gotten together and come up with some gourmet trucks. I mentioned what the three were just before we broke, but again, they are The Butcher Son, Gondolfo's, Deli Dallas, and What's to Scoop. We talked a little bit about the background of where the idea came from, but let's talk about the food itself. Let's talk with the Butcher Son, because that's probably your main truck, because that's where you came from.
It is.
With the sausage business. But tell us about some of the products that someone can purchase for lunch.
Sure. A lot of people sausage or brats on the truck, and it's really a diverse menu. We do have our staples, which would be, you know, double brat, which is brat, sauerkraut, spicy mustard, raw onions. Then we do have some more exotic things, such as our sliders, which are very popular. We have a slider that has braised beef, macaroni and cheese, barbecue sauce on it. We have a another slider that has mashed potatoes, chicken tender, and gravy on it.
All on one sandwich.
All on one sandwich.
Yeah, a little tiny slider. Yeah,
about a 2-inch slider. We do have quesadillas as well, tenderloin quesadilla that has your tenderloin, mushrooms, sautéed onions, and Swiss cheese. And then we do have a variety of tater tots that include a lime tot, which is a tater tots with a lime seasoning that Dane came up with, a nutter butter tot, which is tater tots, a marshmallow fluff on top, and a chocolate peanut butter sauce. So it's kind of a wide variety of different flavors.
This is like going to the state fair.
It is, in a way. Dane has done a very good job in with the menu, and there's some very unique things that you may not find somewhere else. For example, we have a slider with bacon, Nutella, and peanut butter on it.
Interesting.
It is. And we have some, you know, great sandwiches as well with chicken sausage, 100% white meat chicken, with a cilantro aioli, a black bean salsa that we put on it, avocados, and flash-fried jalapenos.
It sounds like a great menu. Matter of fact, one of the only food that I buy when I go to the state farm or state fair, rather, is a brat. So I'll have to try yours. So tell us now where they can get the Butcher's Son. Where are the trucks located?
Sure. We have one Butcher's Son truck that's located at Clyde Warren Park 7 days a week. During the weekdays, it's 11-3. On the weekends, we're there from 11 to 9. The same with the Gandolfo's truck. We are at the park from 11 to 3 Monday through Friday, and we are there 11 to 9 on the weekends. The ice cream truck, What's the Scoop, you can find at the park Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and then it roams throughout Dallas. It changes on a week-to-week basis. We do a lot of office buildings. A lot of offices have us out. We do a lot of private parties. We've done weddings. We've done bar mitzvahs. We've done birthday parties. We've been a part of scavenger hunts. So the trucks do travel quite a bit. We've done stuff in Fort Worth, Austin, Coppell, McKinney. So we do travel a lot.
Not only do you do private parties, you also do a lot of catering, too.
We do. We do. Our Gandolfo's, we do a lot of sandwich trays for office buildings, for lunches, board meetings. We do bring the trucks out and do private caterings for whether it be office parties or celebrations or just an evening event as well.
Now, I want to ask you more about Gandolfo's and What's the Scoop in a moment, but how do folks get a hold of you? Do they go to the website to for the parties or the catering?
Sure. You can go to our website. Any of the websites have a contact us page. You can submit the information, and then we have a guy named Taylor Knapp who does our sales, and he will reach back out to you and set some up that way. But each site has a menu, and you can contact us through that.
Well, let's continue with the menu then. Let's talk about your New York delicatessen, which is Gandolfo's. What will we expect?
Sure. Well, you have a lot of your staples from New York, such as corned beef on rye, pastrami on rye. Then we have some a little more exotic sandwiches, such as the taxi driver, which is pastrami, pepper jack cheese, spicy mustard, flash-fried jalapenos, and sautéed onions. We do carry Nathan's hot dogs on there. We have quite a different variety of hot dogs, such as a chili cheese dog, a pastrami dog, a Reuben dog. Those all have sauerkraut or Russian dressing on there as well. And then you have your cold cut sandwiches, your 6-inch or your 12-inch, your meatballs, you know, meatball sandwich, and then a lot more of some exotic sandwiches with turkey or chicken as well.
If you're in the same spot, for instance, you're in Clyde Warren Park on Woodall Rogers, do you have regulars that come daily or weekly to partake of your food?
We do. We do get a lot of familiar faces, and we have great interactions with them. Again, it really depends on the weather, but we do have people that come out 2-3 times a week, or we have people that just come out on the weekends that come from a little farther distance that come out to the park with their families just on the weekends.
Well, let's talk about dessert then, because you have what's to scoop. Let's talk about ice cream.
All righty.
What do you have on the menu?
We have sundaes. We have single scoops, double scoops, cones, dishes. The ice cream is a little more upscale. Obviously, we have your vanilla and chocolate. We have some exotic flavors such as the Fat Elvis, which is kind of like a vanilla ice cream with banana puree, chocolate in it. And then we also have sundaes that we have cherry bourbon compote on top of it. We use a key lime curd graham cracker for a Key West sundae.
I'm looking at your menu. I'm looking at the ice cream on your website, whatsascoop.com. Scotch, ale, caramel crunch, Blue Moon, the Ultimate Oreo, Superman, Kitty Kitty Bang Bang.
Yeah.
And you can make malts, sundaes, anything out of these.
We do. We can do anything. A lot of people enjoy coming up to the trucks and kind of making their own thing, getting an exotic flavor that we carry and putting anything from, you know, graham crackers or gummy bears or even a cherry bourbon compote on top and kind of make their own thing. We carry Nutella. People love putting Nutella on top of their ice cream as well.
Well, let's talk about where Two Trucks is going. What's the future? How many trucks do you want to have? And I understand there's a new concept on the horizon.
There is. Our goal in the DFW area is about 15 trucks, various concepts, adding more trucks of existing concepts as well. Right now we're working on a new concept that we're hoping to launch at the end of January, early February, called the Texas Burrito Company. It's going to be more of a Mexican fusion type truck. Dane is actually designing the menu, and it's a lot of homemade sauces, a lot of homemade tortillas and meats, things along those lines, skirt steak and chicken and shredded beef, shredded pork. So we're excited about that. It's been a long road to get to this point, but we're looking forward to when we can launch it.
That's fantastic, John. Thank you very much for being part of Playmakers Talk Show. You definitely have been a playmaker in making these new things happen.
Thank you for having me.
Make sure you do go to their websites. Check out where the trucks are. It's the butchersson.com, thebutchersson.com. It's gondolfosdelidallas.com. And it's whatstoscoop.com. We've been talking about food for the first segment. Don't go away. We're going to talk about signs. We're going to talk about a woman that was on Undercover Boss, who is a CEO. Her name is Catherine Munson. She's going to be with us in the next segment. Don't go away. Back after this.
I'm Kim Knox, CEO of the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas, which is the house that love built. Your support helps provide a home away from home for the families of seriously ill or injured children who come to Dallas area hospitals for medical treatment. Your gift, regardless of the amount, supports RMHD families so that they can focus on what really matters, their child's healing. That's why at Ronald McDonald House we say there is strength in numbers and it starts with you. For more information, visit rmhdallas.org.
Attention salespeople, how would you like to earn 4 times the money in 1/4 the time? How would you like to receive up to 400 referrals each month? How about learning the CCDA activity system to double your sales almost overnight? Would you like to have a follow-up system guaranteed to produce results? If you answered yes, then get Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, written by Steve Klein today, for these incredible sales success tips and hundreds more. Go to pdcchange.com to purchase Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes and buy one today for increased sales success. That's pdcchange.com. cdcchange.com.
Morning and afternoon news programs are designed to give you the big picture, news, headlines, traffic, weather, sports, business, all the basics. But news on KLIF has a lot more to offer. Every morning and afternoon, our news team works to bring you the types of stories you're interested in. Not run-of-the-mill cop shop stuff, but stuff that matters. What's healthcare gonna cost? News that's useful, not just the same old stuff. News and information 570, KLIF.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get six free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Imagine being 6 years old and confined to a wheelchair. Imagine being 50 years old with a medical condition that can't be fixed with medication. Now, imagine the same individuals enjoying a special place to ride a horse, go for a swim, or fly down a zip line. No barriers. No one stares at your disability. The no's turn into yeses. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. Your financial gifts help bring the camp experience to those special individuals. Help turn the no's into yeses by donating whatever you can to Camp Summit through a link on the Camp Summit website. Visit campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org for more information. Or call 972-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900.
The 24-7 Newsroom, 570 AM, 96.3 FM, HD2. News and information, KLIF.
And welcome back. I'm Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show. Thanks for staying with us. We're going to talk about signs this segment with Catherine Munson. Catherine is the CEO of Fast Signs International, the worldwide franchisor for more than 545 Fast Signs sign, graphic, and visual communication centers. She was named CEO of Fast Signs in December 2008, bringing with her a strong background in franchising and digital printing. In addition to her previous roles as president of Pitt Printing, she worked within Sir Speedy and Multicopy Europe, serving in operations, franchise development, sales, training, and marketing communications. Catherine, thank you very much for being on Playmakers Talk Show.
Steve, it's fantastic to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
Well, you've had an interesting background, especially with your undercover boss episode. And the question I want to start with is, based on your being an undercover boss, what was it like installing an exterior sign 3 stories up on a hydraulic lift?
And then you have to add to that, in December when it was very, very cold in Phoenix, unusually cold, I had never been on a hydraulic lift before, let alone 3 floors up. And I thought for the time I was up there that every time he moved it, he was intentionally making it wobble back and forth to scare me. And if you watch the episode, there was a lot of shrieking. That was not fake shrieking. That was real shrieking because it's scary up there. And then he allowed me to drive the lift, and at 3 floors up, there's no other way to move it without lots of wobble back and forth. But I got to use my very first hammer drill, and I got to install my very first exterior sign. And that sign is up there in Phoenix today and looks great.
Well, we were talking earlier before the show started about how an undercover boss gets to know their business better by being an undercover boss. But I understand that you did have a chance to ruin a few signs, too.
And you promised you weren't going to bring that up.
Well, I'm not mentioning the specific, but you have to learn.
You have to learn. One of the skills that I did not bring to this company was knowing how to make signs necessarily, but Undercover Boss truly was a great experience. I visit a lot of our locations. I'm in the field a lot. But when I go, everybody knows who I am and everybody's on their best behavior and the centers are all cleaned up and everything. And what was great about Undercover Boss is they had no idea. The cover story that the production company had in place, no one had any idea who I was. And so you really got to see how it was. And the fantastic thing about that was is every single employee I filmed with is passionate about Fast Signs, is committed to customer service, is committed to doing a good job. So it was a very, very exciting time and a great experience.
Now, if you go to our website, PlaymakersTalkShow.com, you'll see a picture of Catherine as she is right now. But tell everybody who you were so that the employees of Fast Sign, the franchisor, did not know who you were.
Well, you know, rather than being the blonde, rather corporate-y looking CEO, I was the black-haired goth rocker chick with heroin chic makeup and very, very heavy eyeliner and fake tattoos, dressed in all black. It was a great look for me, actually. I think maybe I'll just start using that look more often.
As a regular or Halloween?
Halloween. Actually, I did use it at Halloween, this last Halloween. It's a great Halloween costume.
Whose decision was that? Was that yours or the production company?
You know, once we agreed to do the show, the production company asked me if I had any ideas, and the reality is it was my suggestion. So perhaps that is my alter ego.
Apparently. Well, before we get into Fast Signs specifically, let's talk about you and your ascension to CEO of Fast Signs. How did you start? Was this something you had dreamed about, being the CEO of a large sign company, or did it just happen?
Well, I can't say that my dream was to be a CEO specifically of a kind of a company, but ever since I was a teenager, I've wanted to lead a company. I have just had a passion for leadership. And when I was in high school, the biggest company around was Exxon, so I wanted to be president of Exxon. Now, since then, the whole Exxon Valdez thing happened, and so maybe I was not as interested in Exxon after that, but it has always been a passion. I've always wanted to be in leadership. I've always wanted to be the one that sets the vision for the company, coaches and counsels, and motivates the team. So really, it's just been my desire from a very young age.
And here you are now, CEO of Fast Signs. So let's talk about Fast Signs. What do you offer? When someone goes to Fast Signs, what can they expect? Because if you go to the website, which is fastsigns.com, there's a multitude of ideas under some tabs, visibility strategies, project services, product solutions. What do you offer?
Well, our product and services is one that's very difficult to describe because it is so wide and is so varied. We really do everything that has to do with visibility and visual communications. So, yes, we're known for signs and banners, but we do vehicle wraps and labels and decals and mobile websites and trade show exhibits and anything that is visual. If you think about wrapping a car in graphics, we wrap lots of things. My iPad is wrapped. We wrap speedboats and buses and lawn mowers, all kinds of things, and laptops and all kinds of signage and visual communications. And what we really do is spend a lot of time consulting with our clients to understand what their business challenges are and then putting together a solution for those business challenges that helps them gain more customers, get more repeat purchases from customers, get more people to show up to their events. And so that's what we're about.
Well, we're going to talk about franchising in just a few moments in your business, but your retail operations are not the type where I walk in, I point, and I say, I want one of those. As you mentioned, consulting, for all intents and purposes, your franchisees and their employees are in the creativity business because they're creating not only possibly what that sign is, but the elements of that sign too.
That's exactly right. Every single thing we produce is custom. I mean, yes, from time to time we'll sell a stop sign and every stop sign looks the same, but that's very rare. Every job we do is custom, and we spend a great deal of time training our franchise partners and their team members on how to be marketing savvy consultants, to really understand color, use of color, design, what is effective in marketing today, so that when you come in, you might say, I want a banner that does this. And we'll then ask you a bunch of questions, really understand if there's a better way to do it. We have lots of stories where a customer says, I wanted this. And we think about it and we come back and say, we can do that, but this would be an even better solution for you.
Well, not only is sales psychology, but there's a lot of psychology in the design of that sign, too. The question, my follow-up question to that is, what makes Fast Signs different than the competition? And I think I know the answer, but I'm going to let you answer. What makes you stand out?
Well, I mean, certainly the fact that we're leaders in the industry, that we have more locations than any of our competitors, those are certainly things that make us stand out. But it really comes down to smart, savvy, franchise partners who own the business and smart, savvy employees that know how to really effectively develop the visual communications that will help their clients succeed. And it's all about client success.
I'm amazed at your business because I understand creativity, but I'm not a visual creative person. And for someone that come up, I was looking at your website, and I'm looking right now at some look like there are some minis that were wrapped.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing the ideas that can come out of just discussion with the client, and then all of a sudden, that's exactly what I wanted, which is probably what they say.
I was recently visiting with one of our franchise partners in Cincinnati, Ohio, and a company that came to him that has a new product. It's a pest control product that is healthy. It's all natural, and there's no negative side effects. It hurts insects, but it doesn't hurt people or animals. And our franchisee and their graphic designer sat down with this company, and over a period of weeks, created the company logo, the design, and then over 50 different applications from street signs and yard signs to wrapping their vehicles to the labels that go on their product. I mean, it's just amazing to see what our folks can do for their customers.
It's just, it's all creativity. And just looking at your website, which again is fastsigns.com, you can see some of the different things that that Fast Signs does. Well, we're going to talk about the franchise when we come back from the break, but I mentioned 545. Is that about how large you are right now?
Well, we're higher than that because we opened a few more locations in December. So we're about 549 today in eight different countries and soon to be expanding into the United Arab Emirates and North Africa. So we'll be in 12 countries very shortly.
Well, you've been CEO since December of 2008, so we're looking at five years. How large has the company grown? How much larger is the company today than it was when you took over?
You know, I joined at a kind of a tough time. I came on board actually January of 2009, and we all know what 2009 was like. And so my first requirement or my first responsibility was really to help our franchise partners successfully navigate that very deep recession, the Great Recession, as it is often referred to. And so we did not really start growing the brand until 2010. We're having to get through that recession, and we've added about 65 locations in that time.
FastSigns.com is where you want to check to see anything you want to know about Fast Signs. We're talking with Catherine Munson. Catherine is the CEO of Fast Signs. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and ask her more about Fast Signs and franchising. Be back right after this.
Their names are Adrian and Anna, Cameron and Colin, Jacob and Logan, Margaret and Olivia, ages 4 to 12. They are part of a very small, exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They have all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. In fact, every year, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer," which is why Wipe Out Kids Cancer was formed over 30 years ago. Our mission is simple, to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. You can help by visiting WOKC.org. We are a local organization helping families cope and supporting researchers to find cures. Learn more at WOKC.org. Help us help them.
It's a new year and a new midday lineup on KLIF. Hi, this is Laura Ingram.
I'm Dennis Miller. Laura and I are back-to-back from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. on News and Information 570 KLIF.
We follow what's important and what's relevant every day. I start at 9.
And I'm right after Laura at noon until 3 p.m.
We're on top of what's important to you.
That's Laura Ingram at 9.
Dennis Miller at noon.
On News and Information 570.
KLIF.
The fact is, you can't make spring hurry up and get here, but you can make sure you're good and ready for it. Get $1,000 off RSX850i Gator utility vehicles and $500 off one family tractors with a purchase of two John Deere or Frontier brand implements. Most offers end February 3rd. Stop by your John Deere dealer for details.
Visit one of Brazos Valley Equipment's four locations in Waco, Hillsboro, Cleburne, or Ennis, or online at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-379-1174. 800-379-1174.
Here's Steve Klein, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, with another excerpt from his book.
Most salespeople have CDA, consistent daily activity, but it isn't necessarily correct daily activity. No matter what we do for a living, we all eventually get into a groove, but that groove isn't necessarily planned. We begin to get off track by letting things we have no control over get in our way. We're no longer in control of ourselves. Everything and everyone else is now controlling us. Don't let this continue to happen to you. Take your life back. Your first step toward getting back on track is to determine what results you want. These results will control your behavior, which in turn affects your attitude, which allows outside information to impact you. If you first decide what results you want in your life, or at least through next year, then you can control what information affects your attitude and behavior to get the results you've been focused on. Information in will control your attitudes, which controls your behavior and gives you your results.
To get more information about Steve's book or to order Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, go to PDCChange.com. That's PDCChange.com right now.
And welcome back. This is Playmakers Talk Show. I am Steve Klein. We're speaking with Catherine Munson. She is the CEO of Fast Signs International. We've been hearing about Fast Signs and what they do. We were talking about how many there were, but as far as playmaking, this is Playmakers Talk Show. If, as CEO and everything you've done in your time in corporate America, if you had to identify one big playmaking idea that led you in Fast Signs to the success it's achieving today, what would you say it would be?
I don't really think that there's just one. But I think if I was going to say the most important, but there are other things that really play towards making that stronger, is our repositioning the brand as being more than. We've been around in business about 35 years. And the fact that we're really focused on being more than fast and more than signs and really broadening our product and services mix to anything that you can see, anything that's visual. I mean, we can even wrap tabletops and change the entire look of a restaurant if we want to. We can create a corporate culture with visual graphics inside a company's office building. So I think that more than brand positioning and all of the education and training behind it is very, very important. And then I think also what's really driving us forward is a real focus on proactive outside sales. This is a competitive marketplace. We're not afraid of competition, but we know if we can get face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball to the customer, see the whites of their eyes up close and personal, and get to understand their business challenges, we can do amazing things to help them. And that's really helped us grow this brand.
Well, you're on the board of the International Franchise Association, so you're extremely involved with franchising per se. What type of person are you looking for to run a Fast Sign franchise, and how many more do you want over the next few years?
Well, as far as how many more locations do we want, we have identified over 300 open markets in the United States that have the right business count and business mix. So already we have 480 locations in the U.S., and we know we can put 300 more. We've identified 45 markets in Canada, and then the rest of the world, we've got lots of opportunity. But what we really look for is somebody who has drive, is people-oriented, and is focused on success. We don't need someone who has sign industry experience. We can take someone with really any experience, but the bottom line is they have to want to be in business for themselves. They have to want to build something successfully and have the drive and the focus and the goal-directed behavior to achieve that.
Well, in the conversation we had prior to beginning, you and I were talking about what it takes to be successful, and that's obviously the type of person you're looking for a franchisee. But let's talk about that a little bit and your leadership role. It takes a special person to be an undercover boss to be able to swallow real hard and do what you did on Undercover Boss. And we were talking before about some of the things that you learned. But what does it take to be a leader of a company like Fast Signs?
I think that there are some common characteristics that all highly successful people have. And what I'm so excited about, and I've been studying this for years. I mean, I don't like to give my age. So in my more than 25-year career, and you can do the math from there, and we're not going to tell you how long the career actually has been, but I've really studied successful people. And they've been in business, and they've been in charities and other nonprofits. But I think there are five common characteristics, and they're all learned. It's not something you're born with. It's something that you learn. I wasn't fortunate enough to learn this as a child. I grew up in a very abusive alcoholic home. But over time, I've learned. And those five characteristics are positive mental attitude, goal-directed behavior, self-motivation, a sense of urgency, and never-stopping learning. And I have to train myself when I wake up in the morning grumpy to have a positive mental attitude, and I have to focus on developing goals and looking at those goals regularly, and I have to dig deep inside and motivate myself to make one more phone call, one more sales call, whatever it is, to be successful. I need to have a sense of urgency. You know, Thomas Jefferson said, never put off to tomorrow what you can do today, and that's one of the keys to success. And then really being committed to learning, whether it's learning leadership skills or learning about your industry, learning about new things about life. And what I love to talk to high school and college-aged folks and share with them that they can develop these five skills. They're skills. They're not talents. They're skills, and you can develop them. And as you improve in each of those areas, you'll become more successful. Even if that's to be the best parent, the best community leader, the best church leader, or to be a CEO, focus on those things and you will succeed.
Well, you're obviously very passionate about what you believe. You spend a lot of time speaking with your franchisees and some of their employees. Do they get to hear your message?
Well, they do get to hear me a lot. Sometimes I might talk a little longer than people might like, but I love, you know, we do an annual convention. I spend a lot of time on the platform there. We do regional meetings, typically 15 to 20 regional meetings a year, and I spend time at all of those. I have an every 6-week conference call that anybody can be on, and that's in the Fast Signs Network. It's a Connect with Catherine conference call, and we talk about things and open the mic up and let people ask questions. And then I also communicate in written form through our newsletters and other things. And on a regular basis, if there's important news, I'll also film a short video and email it to everybody. I think that good communication is really, really, really important, and that it's my job as the CEO of the organization to set the vision and then also help people see how to fulfill that vision, and you do that through good communication.
So when an individual purchases a Fast Signs franchise or an employee, an individual becomes an employee of Fast Signs, they're actually getting more than they bargained for. They're getting a piece of Catherine, too, and that belief they can get to where you want to be. Coming back to something you mentioned about those are skills. Yes, those are all skills, and what's interesting is every single person has the ability to develop those skills, no matter their background. And you were talking to me about one of the employees you had in California that was an undercover boss. Enlighten us a little bit in terms of his background and the transition that he made.
I really think that he was the most poignant part of the undercover boss experience. And here was an employee that is a former gangbanger, Mexican gang member, tattooed from head to toe, very scary guy who, in and out of prison 16 or 18 times, who has become a redeemed man and now has centered his life on getting kids out of the gang lifestyle. I mean, he's just the most wonderful, loving, soft teddy bear that used to be a crazy, scary drug dealer killer. And I mean, here's a man that has changed his life and is now making a great impact on the world. And he really was the most special part of the entire experience.
Which again shows that these skills are learned and anybody can develop them. You've put into place a number of strategies since you became CEO of Fast Signs. The business was not doing as well as it's doing now. Plus, you became CEO just at the cusp of that great recession. What other strategies have you implemented to keep the franchise moving forward?
Well, you know, we in the past had historically sold regular, what I might call a greenfield startup center, where if someone wanted to be a franchise of our franchisee of ours, we would go find them a new location and start from scratch. We added two new development strategies to get more Fast Lines locations since I've been here. One is conversions. If we find appropriate existing sign businesses that want to convert to our brand and do that according to our specs, they can become part of Fast Lines. And then we also have offered a co-brand franchise. If someone is in a related graphics business, it might be a printing center that typically prints on paper, and they want to expand into signage in wide format, we allow them to maintain that printing brand as well as have a Fast Signs co-branded at their location. So those are some breakthrough ways that we've been able to add additional locations, additional footprint to our brand, and we're going to continue to do that as well as to expand internationally. And I think also bringing a very focused, expanding the product and service mix as well as very focused outside sales, proactive approach have really been the things that have had the greatest impact on our brand in the last 5 years.
Well, pulling all this together, in addition to the leadership and the success skills you talked about, what would you say for the listeners who are listening? Because we have a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners. What is your best advice of business owners and entrepreneurs to become successful?
Well, besides implementing the five key common characteristics of highly successful people that we've talked about, I think it's to know your strengths and to hire around them. If you know that you're really, really good with people but not good with numbers and the financial controls, that's important for every business. So hire somebody who's very strong that way. Hold yourself accountable, but develop your people and hold them accountable and empower your folks, because you can never do it all yourself. You have to have great team members that you give the resources, the training, and the tools to really get the job done and to serve the customer.
Well, that goes back to the leadership we were talking about before, because you're not going to get those people that are engaged and who engage the customer unless you have the leadership from above. And it's obvious the people underneath you who are leaders have picked up a lot from you. So congratulations on what you've done.
Thank you.
Catherine Munson is the CEO of Fast Signs International. There are, 500-plus Fast Signs franchises out there, and they are looking for more. You can find out more about Fast Signs and their franchising opportunities if you go to fastsigns.com. Catherine, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Steve, it's been fun. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. Check us out at PlaymakersTalkShow.com. You'll see who the current guests are and previous guests, in addition to the podcast for the shows. Join us again next week. I'm Steve Klein. See you then.
I'm Jill Kumnock, CEO of the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas, which is the house that